This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Good evening, good evening. God bless you. This is Prophetess Lisa Tebow with the Feet of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, Bustin' Loose in Faith Hour. We are here to bless you with some words from on high. Apostle is going to be our speaker today. I'm just going to do the opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we have been allotted to bring your word to your people. Lord, we just ask that you be in the midst of this hour, that you help me to decrease and for you to increase. I ask that you open the ears of all those listening so that they can hear what you have for them to hear. And once they've heard, Lord, allow them to apply it to their lives and then share it with others. Lord, we also ask that you just forgive our sins right now, both those known and unknown, and throw them into the sea of forgiveness, which is as far as the east is from the west. And Lord, as you forgive us, help us to forgive others. But most of all, Lord, help us to forgive ourselves so that we can go forth in what you have ordained us to do. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. Lord, we just ask that you be in the midst of this hour, and we'll give you all the praise, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Today, Apostle Scripture is Romans 5, 1 through 5, and I'll be doing the reading, as well as Psalms 34 and 19. So, Romans 5, 1 through 5 reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for by whom," I'm sorry, there is no "for" there, "by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." And then Psalms 34 and 19 reads, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." That was Psalms 34 and 19. The other passage was Romans 5, 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen. And now we have Apostle Tebow.
Thank you, Prophetess Tebow. Amen. For reading the word of God for us today. Hallelujah. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We are ever so grateful and thankful because we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. But if we are grateful and thankful this night, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we thank God for the scripture that was shared. We thank God, amen, for helping us to come before you through the use of the internet. Amen. We may be teaching and preaching on locally, but we are reaching people globally. So we thank God for that opportunity. Yeah, hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Now, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase and have his way here today. Hallelujah. Just the next few minutes, I want you to pray for us as we bring forth the word today. Today, we're going to be talking about there is hope. in time of troubles. There is hope in times of trouble. Hope means to cherish a desire with anticipation, to expect with confidence. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is required unto us, which is given unto us. Again, in Psalms 30, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Affliction is something that causes pain and suffering. There is hope in times of hopelessness, troubles, and difficulties. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of suffering, we can rejoice because these challenges causes you, as a child of God, a believer of Christ, to rely on God's presence. God is doing a redemptive work. The word redemptive means that God does not waste a hurt or disappointment. He is using them to shape and to build you up into the image of Jesus, which is God's highest passion. I'm going to say it again. God is doing a redemptive work. The word redemptive means that God does not waste a hurt or disappointment in our lives. God is using them to shape and build up you and I as believers of Christ into the image of Jesus, which is God's highest passion. When you as a believer of Christ go through a time of suffering, you often pray and seek God more intensely than at any other time. Yet God uses suffering to make us realize on his, in the book of Psalms 23, verse 4, where David quotes, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. For there is hope in time of trouble." Here again in the Psalms, David, who was a shepherd boy at this particular time, he wrote this psalm that he didn't fear because God is with him. And he relied on God's presence to bring him strength and comfort. Even now, as we face this pandemic in 2020, out here in the U.S. and throughout the world, we can rest assured in God's presence, because in his presence, there is no fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind." Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are There's hope in times of trouble. Believers of Christ, it is important. Hallelujah. It is important to understand that God never promised us a life free from problems, free from troubles. No, people who love and serve God are not immune to trouble. In the Psalms 34, verse 14, here the word says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Also in Psalms 34, verse 17, it says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles. God will hear the prayer of a righteous person that is in right standing with him. He will hear, and in his time, he will bring forth deliverance, and he'll deliver them out of all their troubles. Yes, sometimes trouble will come, but trouble don't last always. Trouble comes and trouble goes. But we, as children of the Most High God, are not immune to trouble. In other words, we have a reassurance of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised never to forsake us, never to leave us, nor forsake us. He promised that if we go through the water, he'll be there with us. If we go through the fire, he's in there with us. Whatever storm of life, trials, or tribulation that comes our way, we can be assured that if God, that God is in it with us to see us through. You see, in order for you to testify, you got to go through a test. And a test, hallelujah, sometimes depending on our faith, dependent on our attitude, it determines how long the test will last. So the righteous cry, and the Lord hear, and deliver them out of all their troubles. There is hope in times of trouble. Brothers and sisters of Christ, remember that we live in a world full of sin and evil. So sometimes, even we, as born-again believers, we will encounter difficulties and troubles. People of God, getting through those difficult times, it is possible because God promised to deliver the righteous. He promised to deliver a person that is one of his, healed or her trouble that they may find themselves in. Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. When we, as his children, encounter troubles, God will do his part and we will do our part. You see, we're in a covenant, and a covenant is honored by both parties. We are partakers of the inheritance that God has made available to us through Jesus Christ. But we have a part to play. We have an obedience to keep. Every promise of God is attached with a condition that we must uphold on our part. You see, the word says, in Psalms 55:22, but to cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved or to be shaken. The word cast means to throw forcefully, to get rid of, to discard. Discard. As a child of God, our part is to not hang on to problems, but to give them to God. Because this will show that we have trust in Him. You see, God wants to help us, but we must trust Him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Yes, we have to trust in God. Again, God wants to help us, but we have to let Him help us by releasing our trials to Him. In the book of Psalms 121, the whole Psalms, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Israel, God's chosen people. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. People of God, believers of Christ, those that are listening in, there is hope in times of trouble. You see, God don't expect us to lift our eyes to Him and not to keep our eyes. God expects us to lift our eyes to Him and not to keep our eyes on our problems. When we continuously look at our own problems instead of the one that can deliver us from the problem. I'm talking about God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When we do that, we feel overwhelmed and hopeless. So in order to have faith in God, in order to trust God, we must cast our cares upon Him because He cared for us. To have hope during troubled times, we must focus on God and not on our difficulties or our troubles. We must look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We must have full confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of God? Will trials, tribulations? No. Our confidence, our faith has to be in God. See, the word says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that He is who He say He is. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to God's blessing in our lives. Without faith, We can't go nowhere. We need to have faith in God. A faith that, hallelujah, that's beyond our own understanding. A faith that will propel us into the promises of God. So people of God, when we realize that our help's coming from the maker of the universe, our God, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. You see, hope fills our hearts and our minds. Because we know that we're not in this all by ourselves. When we understand the fact that God never sleeps nor slumbers, and that he watches over us continuously, and that he will not let any harm come to us, we can have peace that passes all understanding. As we endure times of troubles and tribulation, trusting God is the key to having hope and peace in the midst of whatever we're going through. So there's hope in times of trouble. In the book of Psalms 130, verse 5, it says, I waited for the Lord. My soul does wait. And in his word do I hope. Here is real hope. When a person reads the word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, they can know for a fact that they have a secure and certain future. For God will never allow us to suffer beyond our own capabilities in order to handle it. There's nothing on this earth more certain than hope in God. The big clause of Hebrews 13, verse 5, it says that God will never leave us, leave thee, nor forsake thee. God, Jesus, God our Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he is our anchor in the present, and he's also our anchor for the future. Psalms 130, verse 7 says, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, the God that we serve, he is able and willing to meet us where we are. The God that we serve, he is always looking. And the angels is always looking. The God that we serve, he knows what you're going through. He knows how much you can take. Yes, like the Psalm of David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, that comfort me. Here David gives the description of a shepherd. Jesus is our great shepherd. He is the one that can lead, guide, and direct us. He is the one that help us when we've gone through rocky times in our lives. He is the one that is our waymaker when our back is against the wall and we don't know which way to go. Jesus Christ, he is our doctor in the sick room, our lawyer in a courtroom. Jesus Christ, he is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is our great morning star. He is the lily of the valley. He is the great I am. He is the one where when we feel like we're in a hopeless situation, we can call upon the God of the universe, the God that can move mountains in our behalf. See, the word says that we have, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, be thou, move to yonder place, and don't doubt on our heart, and it shall be done for us. Because there is hope in times of trouble. We can wait on the Lord, because Isaiah 40 and 31 says, those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Hope is essential. Hope is necessary in order for us to keep on keeping on this journey on a Christian walk with Christ. Hope, H-O-P-E, with faith, are both tied together, entwined together. They are needed in our lives as Christians, as believers of Christ. There is hope in time.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land, to love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus, love me, for the Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we have hope because we know Jesus loves us and he loves me, he loves you, and he loves everybody. Hope is alive. Isn't that a blessing to know that the God that we serve, there is hope still available for each and every one of us in 2020. Just like faith. Faith is available. Salvation is available. Hope is what we're talking about tonight. There's hope in times of trouble. Again, here in the Word of God, in Psalms 130, verse 7, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full of redemption. If you are a believer of Christ, you can rest assured that God's love is unfailing, and he will deliver you in the days of calamities, in the days of trouble. Yet God has rescued the born-again believers of Christ from certain judgments and promised us an eternal home with him. God has signed this redemption with Jesus' blood, which seals as a born-again believer permanently. Child of God, our hope is in the Lord and not in our own selves. It is a rock, a solid hope. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, 13 and 14, in whom ye also trust after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believe, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption, purchased possessions unto the praise of his glory. Yes, believers of Christ, there is hope in times of trouble. Believers of Christ, when we are under pressure, we are able to see the way God provides and cares for us. And that brings hope to our soul. God does some of his greatest work in the pressure cooker. Never forget this, that it takes broken sorrow to produce a crop. It takes broken clouds to give rain. It takes broken grain to make bread. And it takes broken bread to give us strength. You know, this is better to be repeated. Believers of Christ, when we are under pressure, we are able to see the way God provides and cares for us. And that in itself brings forth hope in our lives. You see, God does some of his greatest work in the pressure cooker. So never forget this, that it takes broken sorrow to produce a crop. It takes broken clouds to give forth rain. It takes broken grain to make forth bread. And it takes broken bread to give us strength. Yes, people of God, in the midst of difficult times, we have found a power that we never knew we could have. And that power awaits within us awareness that we are not alone. And that power brings it forth hope. You see, the process of pressure in our lives produces hope. Child of God, believers of Christ, a question may be asked. How can you have hope when everything looks helpless? Look hopeless around you. Well, we can have the reassurance of knowing that there is hope in times of troubles. You see, those who hope in God's promises in Christ will be rewarded. The word says that in him, all the promises of God in him is in. And in him, is amen. To hope in Christ means for us to live righteously and expectantly in the hope of the Holy Spirit. Believers of Christ, if you hope in Christ, you must take care of how you live your life. To live right in the eyes of God is a must we must do. See, the word says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. So we, as born-again believers, must view God as the sovereign Lord, as our master. And we must be considered as his slave. You will use God's word to determine how he wants us to live. And we will walk with him each and every day of our lives. Again, to hope in Christ Jesus means to live a life that is right in God's eyesight. Also, to hope in Christ means to live with a life full of expectancy. In the book of Luke 18, verse 8, the B clause of the verse says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Jesus promised before he left that he's coming back for prepared people to take us to a prepared place. That's the hope that abides within our lives. It also talks about the cloud of witnesses, those that have gone before us, those that was looking for a city whose foundation is God, not a natural city, but a place of preparation, a place where there will be no more sickness, a place where, hallelujah, there will be no more darkness, but there will be joy in the morning, joy at night, joy at noontime. People praising God with the elders, praising him for his goodness, his grace, and his love. That's the hope that abides in us as born-again believers. There is hope in times of trouble. People of hope live a life with expectancy. They live a life while waiting on God to fulfill his promises. To hope in Christ means to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the word says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. When you, as a child of God, live in the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you are marked by hope in God. Those who hope is in Christ will be rewarded with an understanding of things of God. Yes, it's just like reading the Word of God. We have to read it with understanding. We have to read it to where we can gain revelation knowledge of what God's word is saying. In the book of Psalms 84, verse 11, it says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Each and every promises of God has a condition of obedience attached to it. Yet God gives the desire of the heart to those who delight themselves in the Lord. If you are hoping for God's kingdom to come, as a child of God, your hope will be abundantly fulfilled because God's kingdom will come in power and in glory. The Christ that we hope in is God's promised Son, Jesus Christ. The Word says that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Trusting God in difficult times forces us to seek his guidance and to trust in him. Again, here in the Word of God says, in Proverbs 3, verse 5, and 6 in the law, with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, those that will be listening in later today, there is hope in times of trouble. Means to believe it when things look hopeless. You still believe. desire with anticipation. To trust God through uncharted waters. It takes faith and courage. But it is worth every effort. The path of God's chosen is the only one that leads to true happiness, joy, and peace. Trusting God in difficult times forces us as his children to seek his guidance. Yes, we need the Lord. We need him just as the breath that we breathe. We need him in the morning, at noontime, and also at night. Here again in the book of Isaiah 40:31, it says, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You see, Jesus Christ, he is our all in all. He is our solid rock. And because of him, death is not the end. Because Jesus conquered death and the grave. He conquered it all for us. Because of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we're able to stand when the wind blows. We may be able to stand unmovable, unshakable in the things of God. You see, there is hope in time of trouble. A hope that is tested and proven is a hope that is strong. It is difficult to know the reality and genuineness of your faith and commitment to Christ unless it is tested. You see, suffering is the crucial part of testing our faith, our hope. You as a follower of Christ, continue to look to Jesus Christ in suffering and honoring him and not denying him. You will persevere. And as you persevere, your character, your true nature is being proven. Out of this experience of God's grace, believer of Christ, you will sustain in suffering, which will cause you to prevail, to persevere, and your hope is made alive. Our hope in God is not in the resolution or the removal of every distress of life. Our hope in the glorious God of the future is the glorious God who sustained us in the present. Yes, believers of Christ, there is hope in times of trouble. Yes, believers of Christ, God loves us. Oh, yes, he does. Here again in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work in patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Yes, there is hope in times of trouble. There is hope even now in 2020 as we go through this time of quarantine, as we go through this time of reflection while we're at home, sitting back, getting still before the Lord, putting our hope entirely in Him, casting our cares upon Him, for He cared for us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, remember this, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered him out of them all. God knows how to deliver. God knows what time it is. He knows how far to let this go. Whatever is disturbing you, give it to him. Bible says in Philippians, blessed to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We thank God tonight that there is hope in times of trouble. Precious Father, I thank you for the teaching. I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. I thank you, Father God, to look over your word to perform it. Matter of fact, you honor your word above your name. I thank you, precious Father, that our hope lies in you. Our hope don't lie in this world, in the world system. Our hope don't lie in self, because we know in self there is no good in us. Our hope lies in the one that created the universe, the one that created us. We are his creatures. He is our creator. Our hope lies in the one that spoke where there was darkness and said, let there be light. And light appeared. Our hope lies in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has it all in control. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Here is an opportunity, after listening to the word of God. You may have tried everything that you was big and bad enough to try, but you had a place in life where you need help. You had a place in life where you don't know which way to go. You're in a hopeless situation and circumstance. I stop by tonight to let you know There's always hope. As long as you got breath in your body, there is hope for you. As long as the blood is running hot in your veins, there's still hope. Jesus is the anchor. He is the hope for all mankind. Jesus Christ bridged the gap between God and man. This is the time for you to consider him. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus died on Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Come to Jesus just the way you are. Repent of your sin. He is the author and finisher of our faith. It doesn't matter of making a confession of faith and believing in your heart. And he will accept you in the beloved family of God. Come to him this night. In Jesus' name, we are praying for their mercy, their grace, and their love. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast this evening. We hope that something was said that you can apply to your life. And if you can apply it to your life, apply it and then share it with others so that they can apply it to their lives. If you have a comment, have questions, have a topic you'd like for Apostle to discuss, please feel free to write to him or us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends, and join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing. Again, it's Apostle Dudley Tebow, Prophetess Tebow with the Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. Please, please, please be safe. Know that God loves you. Have a great rest of the week. And if the Lord willing, we hope to have you back to listen to us again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. We love you.